Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
So with the Leaving Cert end in sight, many students will be turning their attention to the CAO Change of Mind form, and that facility allows applicants to modify their course choices until this day week, Tuesday the 1st of July. Career Guidance Counsellor with Find Your Path, Laura Walsh, is with me in studio today to answer all of your questions. Laura, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, the home stretch now for the last exams today, isn't it?
Yes, so today is officially the end of the Leaving Cert, and it's the next step for students and for parents is to think about the CAO application. So next Tuesday at 5 p.m. is the official cutoff in terms of making changes. And I suppose for students and parents, it's important to think about the courses that you have on the CAO application right now. So you still have time to change the courses, to add courses, to remove courses. And then I suppose just in terms of, you know, some students are trying to figure out, you know, what courses should I put first? I want, if I get my first choice, my second choice. And, you know, as a guidance counsellor, I would always say to students, list the courses in order of preference. So think of the ones which, think of the courses you want the most, list them rather than thinking of the points. Well, these points are highest, so I'll list these ones at the top of the list, because, you know, students could surprise themselves on the day and get the points, and then they end up with a course that they don't actually want.
Yeah, their second or third choice.
Exactly, yeah. Other things to just kind of bear in mind, that there is a lot of courses that would have like a restricted entry. So basically you can check the CAO handbook, and that's usually the courses that are like kind of drama or kind of art. And restricted entry would have had a cutoff March, or kind of at the latest it would have been May, and those courses would have had like a portfolio or an interview. So you can't add them now.
So if you take a last minute notion now during the Leaving Cert, you want to become an actor and you'd like to study that, you probably are going to have to hold out now till next year.
Exactly, yeah, you'd have to wait till next year. Other things to kind of bear in mind as well, like you know, you have 10 choices for level 8, so honours degree, but you also have 10 choices for the level 6, level 7. So a lot of students and parents wouldn't actually be aware that the level 7 kind of route exists. So it's like this pathway to further kind of progression in education. And a lot of the level 7 courses are in the technological university. So they're now kind of the universities. So like TU Dublin, the MTU.
Yeah.
And the level 7 allows students an opportunity to get into education. So you can get into the same course as a level 8, but you're getting in at lower points. And it's just to give students the chance to get in at the lower points to prove themselves.
And can you still, Laura, at this stage, before next Tuesday at 5 p.m, start now to fill out level 7 choices, or can you only change them around if you've already put them in?
No, you can still fill them out.
Okay, so that's worth noting for people.
So once you have, because some students would have met an application form for CAO, but they may not have put any course on it. So you can still put the courses on it once the application has gone in.
Okay. Right. Listener questions. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. If you have a query for Career Guidance Counsellor Laura Walsh today. This listener says, my daughter really wants to do speech and language therapy, Laura, but the points seem to increase every year. She did the Leaving last year. She got 495. She did a PLC in speech and language and work experience as well, in the hope to apply to Derry University, as their entry requirements there was also an interview. Unfortunately, that changed. They changed that this year to an aptitude test, and she didn't get a place. So we're at a loss now as to how she can get into speech and language in Ireland. Seems to be a difficult area to navigate.
Yeah, so the speech and language is quite competitive. Again, it's all to do with like the points are a certain level because more students want to go on to that course. So with the speech and language, like, there is another route in, and it's at master level. So there's one university in Ireland, and it's the University of Limerick, and they offer the postgraduate entry into speech and language therapy. So the requirement is a level 8 honours degree. So there is
In anything. Doesn't have to be science related?
No. So it's in anything. Now, the only catch is that you have to do the HPAT. So they don't base it on like experience, or they don't base it on interview. They base it on the HPAT aptitude test. So it is another aptitude test. But, you know, it's just another way to get in. The other thing is to consider like other courses that might be similar. So like if you want to kind of work in that kind of healthcare, or working with children, or working with adults, like there's other courses that might be similar. Maybe going into social care, maybe going into psychology and kind of doing a different spin, or maybe education.
Might be one option.
Could be one option, yeah.
Okay. Or else just pick a different course that they've an interest in for undergraduate level and then perhaps look to the postgrad.
And then look to the postgrad. And then again, there's an, like, I mean, again, you could try for the speech and language again as a mature student. So once you're over 23, you're a mature student, which means that they don't... The Leaving Cert no longer applies to you.
It's a long route though, isn't it?
It's a long route, yeah.
Okay. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. This texter, Laura, says, my son wants to do engineering. Should he put the courses in order of preference or in order of how high the points were last year?
So I would suggest that you put the course in order of preference. So again, there's loads of different types of engineering. So I suppose it's important that the student knows exactly the difference between mechanical to civil to biomedical. So it depends what type of engineering he's looking at going into, and then listing the courses in order of preference. And also looking at, like, you know, some students are very kind of like, you know, they want to go to a certain university, maybe it's in Dublin, but they're not considering other universities, you know, outside Dublin, like, you know, Athlone or Turles or Limerick. So to look at the other universities or colleges that are offer the same course, but they might offer it at a lower kind of points.
I'm helping my daughter figure out her plan for next year, Laura. We have a question for Laura today. For a non-Irish EU French student, is the Irish language requirement waived?
So with the Irish language, you can apply for an exemption, but that would have had to have gone in already. The other thing, so I'm not sure if the person has applied for the exemption, and they would have, so they would have a language, say, I'm presuming they'll have French. So a lot of the colleges will have a requirement for just one language. So again, you would have to look up the different college websites or look up the CAO handbook or look up even Careers Portal, because that's quite good. And it can tell you, you can filter it and filter it out by in terms of what colleges require a second language. So they still could have a chance at getting into one of the colleges without the Irish if they haven't applied for the exemption.
Okay. I've heard stories of students not getting courses because of errors filling out the CAO. Is there a checklist to make sure?
So with the, when you go onto the handbook, there is a checklist in terms of all the different information that you should kind of tick. So I think around May, the students would have got like a statement from CAO, and I can't remember the name of the correct name of the statement, but it's basically just kind of outlining all the information that they've completed. So simple things like make sure your name is correct, your address, your date of birth, that your Leaving Cert number is correct. Like they are the common mistakes. And then of course the choices. The main thing is that the course code is correct.
Yeah.
So every course will have a specific code.
And that's up to you as the applicant, the student, to check that, isn't it?
So you have to double check that the course...
So that listener was right. People don't get courses because of these small errors.
Yeah, a simple code, like simple, a different kind of digit could kind of put you in line for a different course.
If I put something down and accept it, but have changed my mind, is it possible to change again when the offers come out?
So officially, next Tuesday is the cutoff. So you can't change any courses. So you have to, like, there will be a round one, and depending on your points and depending on how you score in relation to the other kind of applicants, you will be offered a course. But let's say you were offered a course. Let's say you were offered your third choice and you accept it. You could still technically be offered your first choice or your second choice in the second round or the third round. But you will never be offered any choices after the choice you accepted. So if you accept choice three, you're never going to be offered choice four, five, six, seven.
So say you get your third choice, right? But then by the time round three or four comes around, you're now actually, could you still be eligible to get the first? Once you accept a choice, does that mean you can go back?
So once you accept a choice, you still technically are in the line, are in the running to receive the choices that became that were before the choice you accepted. So you could get an offer in round two, you could get an offer in round three or round four, but you'll only get either the course one or course two. It depends on if students have dropped out, if they haven't accepted their course. Some students will defer a course. Some might opt to do the PLC route.
But you're leaving it to chance, really, aren't you?
You're leaving it to chance. But some students do it.
Yeah.
They leave it to chance and see, will it happen?
Listeners wondering, do you know what time or day the HPath results are released for this year?
So when I checked it there recently, it's at the end of June. So it should be in the next couple of days.
Yeah, so in the next couple of days, those results will be out. Okay, well, best of luck to everybody finishing up today if you haven't already done so. Just finally, what way does the DARE system work with CAO points?
So the DARE scheme and the HEAR scheme. So again, students would have applied for them, and if they're eligible, they will be finding out as well in the next couple of weeks if they have been approved DARE or approved HEAR. Here. So basically, it's all the courses across Ireland will have an allocated number of spaces on each of their courses for HEAR or for DARE applicants. And again, it just means it's giving students that little bit, an extra kind of chance to get into the course with kind of a lower points.
Okay.
Usually a kind of, the points might drop for a course by maybe 10 points for HEAR or DARE applicants. Again, you can check the course pages on the different universities, and it will tell you how many spaces each year do they have for HEAR or DARE applicants.
Okay, guidance counsellor, career guidance counsellor with Find Your Path, Laura Walsh. Laura, thanks a million for answering our listener questions today. That's all we've time for. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.